I gotta eat something quick and get ready for dance. It seems like I never have time for anything else.
You need to spend time with your family and with God. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. When I was younger, I loved playing on the baseball team, but it meant that I was busy with practice and games almost every single day. I never had time for my family, and even worse, no time for God. It's not bad to be on a team or do other things like that, but you need to make sure you have time during the day to spend with God to rest and get re-energized. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Our story for today is called Time Out. Natalie glanced at her phone. 20 minutes. 20 minutes to change and eat something before she had to leave for dance. Gotta move. She grabbed some mac and cheese and popped it into the microwave. As she bounded up the stairs, she passed her little brother Jacob sitting in timeout. Minutes later, the microwave dinged. Natalie tugged her leotard into place and pushed one more bobby pin into her bun. She rushed downstairs and retrieved her food. Stirring her mac and cheese, she glanced at Jacob sitting on the bottom step with his elbows on his knees, fists digging into his chubby cheeks. What did you do this time, sport? Natalie plopped beside her brother. Yelled at mommy? Jacob sighed. I hate time out. Natalie patted his back. Mom doesn't stick you here just because you're in trouble. It's to help you settle down and get under control. Are you still mad?
No.
Jacob paused.
Nat, does sitting help you too?
Natalie paused mid-chew. Sitting still didn't happen much. Rushing to school and dance left her feeling anything but in control.
I'm too big for timeouts now, she said. You're never home.
Jacob's eyes were sad.
I miss you.
Natalie licked the cheese from her spoon. She loved dance company, though it meant she practically lived at the studio. What happened to family time? What happened to time with God? She looked at the shelf in the kitchen where she put her Bible. Maybe I need a timeout, too. Natalie glanced at her phone. 5 minutes. She squeezed Jacob, then walked over and picked up her Bible. A highlighted verse caught her attention. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest. Sounds great, God.
Natalie remembered learning that verse meant those who trusted in Jesus didn't have to strive to earn God's favor because Jesus earned it for them.
I need to stop and remember that more often. Remember, He's in control. She took a deep breath and continued to read. Soon, Mom was calling. Time for dance. Natalie checked her phone. Her 5 minutes were gone. Somehow, God had stretched them and she sensed His peace. She grinned and grabbed her brother's hands. Race you to the car. So how about you? Is your life overscheduled and busy? You need a spiritual timeout. Not because you're in trouble, but to build your relationship with God and get strength and wisdom to navigate the road ahead. Make sure you leave time in your busy schedule to pray, read your Bible, and worship with other Christians. Stop the frenzy for a moment and take a time out with Jesus. Our key verse is Matthew 11:28.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
And our key thought for today, take a time out with God. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids today. I hope to see you right back here tomorrow.